but I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except the facts.
NaNoWriMo podcast day 26. So you're getting near the end, and if you're not getting near the end, you should be. And I want to talk about getting stuck. Because a lot of people around this time get to the point where they don't know what to do. Their characters get into a situation that they themselves couldn't figure out how to get out of. So how would their characters be able to figure it out? And here is where the desire to be nice to your characters hits. And I strongly recommend you not to do this. I recently watched the stage play, or the musical, Cinderella. And the costuming was amazing. It showed why they won the Tony. That was great. And, but what really got me was they removed almost all of the conflict. They took it, most of the conflict was Cinderella just trying to convince the prince that he needed to listen to the poor people. The stepmother showed up at the beginning and tried to be mean and kind of showed her claws near the end. But really, it's like every other stepmother I've seen in a Cinderella story was meaner than this one. They even get to the point where, after the ball, the stepmother, the stepsisters, and Cinderella sing a song about how wonderful the ball was. Only Cinderella's imagining it, or so she says. Because, of course, she wasn't there. She just imagines it was wonderful. So they all get together and sing together about the ball. Then they all collapse together. It's like, did they just want to make it nicer? I don't know. So, it kind of felt like the writer just said, oh, it's just so bad that Cinderella's treated so poorly, so let's be nice to her. The reason why you want to be mean to your characters is not because you're a sadist. It's not because you like playing a vengeful, horrible god. It's because you want to show the world how awesome your characters are. And if your characters aren't tested, then they can't show people how awesome they are. You don't see Hercules going grocery shopping. You don't see Xena meeting her book club. Those are nice things. Those are things we in the world like, but they don't show us how strong or innovative or clever or mighty a person is. So don't think of yourself as being mean when you throw conflicts at your characters. Don't be afraid to throw something really horrible. If your character can't think of a way to get out of it, sit down and write out 10 ways they could get out of it. Whether it is stupid, like rocks fall and all the bad guys die, or cheap, like the hand of God comes down and saves everyone, but still, come up with 10 reasons or 10 ways they can get out of it and see if any one of those sparks another idea in you. What you're doing when you put your characters in a very bad position is you're showing the world how awesome they are, but you're also showing the world how clever you are. Because when your characters get out of a horrible situation, that makes you look really good as the writer. Look what you pulled off. So near the end, if you get stuck, don't be afraid. Don't let that stop you. You are too close to the end to let it stop you at this point. And again, if you're not close to the end, like me, it doesn't matter. Keep going. Who cares? No one cares except for you. So just keep going. That's what I'm doing. Oh, why did you start playing? You should not have done that. trying to stream a stream something off of Amazon Player, and every once in a while it just stops. Just stops, doesn't matter. Also, it is the day before Thanksgiving, which is tough. So good luck with that if you guys are traveling today or cooking tomorrow. Find little slivers of time. You can find it. I have faith in you. You can find it. You can write. You can do it. Early in the morning, late at night, after you put the turkey in, go say you're going to go bring everybody coffee. And then go and sit in the coffee shop and write for 15 minutes and then blame holiday traffic and make sure that your significant others and family don't listen to this show. All right, day 26. Last time I did not do day 26. I stopped and did day 25 and then day 30. Man, I'm bad at this. Okay, word count at the end of the day, I'm guessing would be 43,000 with 7,000 left to go. Sounds about right. I personally just crossed the 25,000 word mark, so yay me! Yeah, I'm not concerned. I've got a lot done this month. Not all on the same project, but I've been writing continuously, and I'm satisfied, so. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully I won't get bogged down in family and food tomorrow to not do a show. That is my goal. But I'll definitely write today and write tomorrow, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Doctor Who.